Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Support for Crohn's. In this podcast, we're going to explore another aspect of living with Crohn's disease. I'm your host, Anya, and today we're going to focus on something that plays a crucial role in managing Crohn's, your diet. If you're looking for ways to tailor your diet to help manage symptoms and maintain your overall health, this episode is for you. So let's get started. Living with Crohn's disease means that you can eat. What you eat can significantly impact how you feel. While there isn't a universal diet that works for everyone with Crohn's, there are some general guidelines and strategies that can help you find what works best for you. Today, I'm going to share some of those tips and meal ideas that can help you manage your symptoms and enjoy your food, all while keeping you healthy and preventing flare-ups. First, let's talk about some general dietary guidelines. One of the most important things to remember is to keep a food diary. This is what I do. This helps you track what you eat and how it affects your symptoms. By noting down what you eat and drink, you can identify patterns and potential triggers, and then just prevent yourself from eating those triggers. It is also helpful to share this diary with your healthcare provider to get personalized advice. For example, there are a lot of people I know who get triggered by gluten. And from there, the doctor has figured out that it is a gluten allergy. So this is important to note down. One key strategy is to eat smaller, more frequent meals instead of three large ones. This can help reduce the burden on your digestive system and minimize symptoms like bloating and discomfort. So aim for 5 to 6 small meals a day. Another tip is to focus on low-fiber foods during flare-ups. High-fiber fruits such as raw fruits and vegetables, whole grains and nuts can be hard to digest and may irritate your gut. Instead, opt for cooked vegetables, ripe bananas, white rice, and proteins like chicken or fish. Staying hydrated is crucial, especially if you're experiencing diarrhea. Drink plenty of water throughout the day. Avoid caffeinated and sugary drinks because they dehydrate you and worsen symptoms. If you're also experiencing diarrhea, it is also a good idea to have electrolytes. Herbal teas and broths can be soothing and hydrating options as well. To recap, finding the right diet for managing Crohn's involves tracking what you eat, eating smaller meals more frequently, staying hydrated, and focusing on low-fiber foods during flare-ups. Simple, soothing meals like oatmeal, chicken and rice soup, baked salmon can help you maintain your health and manage your symptoms. Personally, I stay away from chocolate or any sugar, and instead I focus on chicken and rice. That is basically what I ate to control all my flare-ups throughout my junior year of high school. So thank you for tuning into this episode of Crohn's Connect. And I hope these tips and meal ideas help you on your journey to finding a diet that works for you. Remember, always consult with your healthcare provider before making any major dietary restrictions or changes. For example, I left gluten, I left sugar, I changed from my milk to lactose-free milk, organic, obviously, and you stop bread, you stop anything with all-purpose flour, and this worked for me. So remember, always consult with your healthcare provider before making any major dietary changes. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future podcasts, feel free to reach out through our website. Until next time, remember to regulate your food intake, regulate the types of foods you're eating to ensure that you do not have the Crohn's flare-up.